Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 453. How are we all doing? Big congratulations to Jonathan. First in for the first time in a while. There is a reason for that, Jonathan. This would be Tesco's helping you out. After he binned them last week, lack of stock, apparently they've turned up trumps this week and arrived bang on 7 o'clock. In fact, they were a smidgen early, so Mike had to open the chat, and obviously Jonathan was poised to take advantage of that. Hello Alex, hello Simon, hello Renee, hello Kim, hello Tony. I think the gang are all gathering. Excellent. Yes, it's Two Show Friday. Oh, I'm exhausted. I am. Heaven knows what'll be ready for 8 o'clock. Your guess is as good as 9 o'clock. Your guess is as good as mine. It's been a busy old week, to be honest. But there's something that I don't think we've mentioned. But never fear, it's in the week at MacBytes headquarters. So it'd be a nice surprise for everybody. Yay, Jonathan is looking forward to after hours. Anything in particular that is tickling your fancy, Jonathan? Hello, Dee. Welcome to 1985. Oh, I put a 1985 playlist on last night. It was just like being there. But it has to be, I've realised, it has to be after May 1985. Because I passed my driving test in the May. That was freedom. That was total freedom. So after May, the 9th to be precise. Oh, so what have we got going on? No, you did get a hello. You did. I missed you. I'm going down the list. Yep, definitely got you. Definitely got you. Oh, the folks at Pathfinder are driving Kim crazy. You had to send them a sample process from the activity monitoring. You asked them. They even tried doing what you were trying to do with success on Biggles. Oh dear. I'm wondering if I've ever had to contact support. I don't think I have. Tell you what, Kim, I do have a machine on Biggles. I can't remember. I think we might have tried it, but that machine's doing a job at the minute. Long story involving a dead drive, don't ask. Bad words were said. Ping me a message or a mail with exactly what you're trying to do and what's happening, and I'll do it on mine and see if we can do any good. Jonathan is indeed a ninja. He's a ninja. Okay. This is like 6 mails going back and forth with no solution. Right, give me details of the precise what's happening to you, what and what should be happening. Then I will try it. And if I'm getting the same, then it's clearly not you, it's them. Which is probably going to be the upshot, isn't it? Oh, Tony's a happy boy because he's got a fast machine. Excellent, excellent. I've been on my Mac quite a bit, but I must admit yesterday it was like, I'm just going to work on my iPad Pro because I can. How did that work out for me? Not bad. Let me think. My 2017 12.9 inch, obviously I have to use Pencil 1 on that, because it's not compatible with Pencil 2. So the only one that's compatible with Pencil 2 is the 11-inch. So I was working on the 11-inch. And I had YouTube on one side and GoodNotes on the other. It's a smidgen tiny on the GoodNotes side. But obviously the new one, not tiny in the slightest. So it's virtually 100%. Oh, I was a happy, happy girl. Because I was very dubious about getting the 12.9. The only reason I went for the 12.9, in fact, the only reason I went for a new iPad, was demonstrations. Because if I need to demonstrate something, the bigger the screen, the better. So that was why I went for that one. The touchscreen on my 2017 12.9 is a bit on the iffy side. It kind of responds when it feels like it. And annoyingly, so does the 10.5 that was bought exactly the same day. So it looks like an issue with that particular gen of iPad. And I know somebody else had the same problem, didn't they? I'm sure somebody in the chat said exactly the same. It could have been Deb. And I think a factory reset was involved. and that it didn't cure it. So I thought, well, why put myself through the pain of a factory reset? Leave it be. So I did. And just got a new one. There we go. Renee has installed setup and not done anything ever since. Oh, Renee. You need to try at least one. I did try before and I got the same problem. You see, I vaguely remember that, Kim. We set up the modules in Phone Preview and double browser, lock them into place when you quit the app. Now, I must admit, that was happening to me, but not on Biggles. It was way back. It could have been High Sierra. And it did fix itself. I don't recall doing anything specific. I certainly don't recall uninstalling and reinstalling and generally fiddling. It's looking like possibly a Biggles thing then. I'm presuming Biggles is up to date. Biggles cause such problems, that's the issue. But you know, a year on, those kind of things should be ironed out, but obviously they're not. I do remember trying it, but I wondered if things had moved on since then. But I could give it another go, couldn't I? Because that's exactly what I would want to do. I would want it configured exactly the way it is on Catalina. When you're on your other Mac, which is Mojave, no problems. Well, it's working on Catalina, so that's making it look like a Biggles issue. But then they should know that. I mean, surely that's the setup other people want. Makes no sense that they wouldn't. The pink Mac with the window cleaner. I'm not even going there, Tony. No. Isn't it good that you've had customers on the doorstep all morning? But then again, it's a Friday. Mind you, that's when people start thinking about carpet, surely. Probably. Recreating newsletters and a big brochure. Renee, if it says, do you want to recover this file? You are definitely going to say yes forever and ever, amen, aren't you? No matter what it is. No matter what rubbish it suggests. Just in case. Yeah, I think I've got a dead drive. So, you know, my day could have been better. But it's a jolly good day anyway, as will be revealed later. Do you know, I am at the point where I am so over trying to fix stuff. I am now at the point where, you know, can it just work? That would be good. Can it just work? And obviously, many, many things. No, it can't. And even when it was working yesterday, it's not working today. Something has happened in the meanwhile. Nothing actually catastrophic, I don't think. Nothing that couldn't actually be fixed. But that's not the point, is it? Oh, and I did put some workflows in place this week. More in hope than expectation that they actually worked. And it worked. Oh, that's been amazing. So I might have to show you that workflow at some point. But it's in Rome, and I know Rome blows your mind. So you'd have to let me know whether you want to know about workflows. Workflows that work. Kim does need to update Biggles. Whether it would fix something like that is a bit of a punt, isn't it? I mean, you know the problem I had with Craft, where the backwards delete didn't work. No, the forwards delete didn't work, and I use that all the time. And yet again, it's like, something's broken. They have no intention of fixing it. I'll get Keyboard Maestro out. Mike, I put exactly the same fix in place for him, but what you can't do is hold the key down. So if you want to forward delete, you've actually got to tap. And he wanted to hold the thing down. So he decided in his wisdom, he'd go into Keyboard Maestro and stop the Keyboard Maestro fix, which was grand. Only that didn't work out well either. Because then it wouldn't work at all, so he had to put it back in the end. Oh no, I've got a disaster at my end now. The pads on my earphones are ripped. Both sides. I did not know that. I've had these. These are my favourite ever headphones. I have got a spare pair, but that's not the point. Are they stitched? Doesn't look like it. I might have to try and glue them back together. I don't want to swap them. I do not want to swap these headphones. They are fantastic. Now, if they only sold replacement pads, but they don't, do they? I don't think I'm going to be able to get these off. Mind you, it's not worth getting the Apple's ones just in case. I might have to look, see if they do replacement pads. Shows you that you do need replacement pads, though, doesn't it? Oh, unless I do what I saw somebody do in a meeting, in a Zoom meeting. They were sat there with these headphones on, and I thought, are they headphones? Because it was quite dark, and they looked like earmuffs, rather than headphones. Anyway, the discussion later turned out that the pads on her headphones had gone, so she'd recovered them in flowery fabric. Which obviously is not the manoeuvre that I would go for, but fixing them would be a good idea. The ones I had, the Sennheisers, used to be able to buy spare pads, and they were really cheap, just like an eBay thing. You know, about £2 or £3, and you could get like three pairs. Which was great, only the problem with those headphones was the cable went, and the cable couldn't be replaced, because that was fixed to it, and it went in like plastic. So I'm sure Simon could do something with it, but I didn't have the time nor the patience. So unfortunately, with these, if it's glue, you might be able to stitch it. Now it's taking us back, isn't it, to Mike's trousers when I had to sew those. So let's leave it alone. I really don't want to. Right. Let's have a look. You're manually saving every 3 minutes. Is there an autosave on it? Do you know, I've never looked for that. Are you in Publisher? Is there an autosave? Because I'm thinking in Scrivener there is, and you don't really have to think about it. I guess in that they might not want... Well, no, if it's optional. What have we got in the tools? Is it in general? You've got reopen on startup. Doesn't look like it. That would be a good idea, I think. I don't see one. But that would be a good idea. Especially because, you know, Publisher, people might be creating in Scrivener and then taking it into Publisher and just assuming that it would work. Oh, Kim bought a dongle bag. Excellent. Right. So Renee's going to go into setup later. We'll never see him again. He'll go into there and that'll be it. Let's catch up. You're booking the second week of June for fitting. Customer question is healthy and sees on setup. Excited. Oh, Kim's excited about Vivaldi. I'd be much more excited about Vivaldi, Kim, if I could get two things working. But there's no way. Well, there is. But what you have to do, I'm not prepared to do. But I will show it you anyway. But there's two bits that are particularly good. So those I'm enjoying. So those I definitely will look at. Kim hates it when things break down. You don't like change. Could be advancing age. No, Kim. It's not advancing age. It's advancing wisdom. You know, when I was a lot younger, I was like, oh, yeah, great. If a chance to make it better, I'll optimise it. And now it's like, do you know what? Can you just work? Because I'm getting grumpy. Oh, Anthony has Bose ones, which you can buy spare pads for. Yeah, I wish I could. But the thing is, these were so inexpensive. I'm thinking the pads would probably cost more. Plus the fact, you know, they only sell them for a certain amount of time. These are so comfortable. And the sound is fantastic. I don't think I would never buy one again that didn't have DJ connection to it, where the cable is separate from the device. And these actually have Bluetooth as well, which is just an added bonus. I do sometimes use them Bluetooth, but most of the time I actually do have them cabled in. It's easier than reconfiguring the Bluetooth, but these are just so comfortable with great sound. And they don't make them anymore. This is an old model. So when they got to the cheapest that it looked like they were going to get, and indeed it was because they then sold out, I bought a spare pair. So Mike's got a pair and I've got a spare pair. But that's not the point. They should last forever. Or at least let me buy pads. I don't think you could fit these pads. Yeah, I think you'd have to dismantle the whole thing. So any fix is going to have to be on the outside, which is very unfortunate. Anyway, Anthony, I was checking and I noticed you weren't with us on Wednesday. But isn't that because we have a birthday to celebrate? Am I right? Was it a birthday? If so, happy birthday to you. I hope you had a fabulous day. Camouflage colour. No, that's why I went for the lime green one. Mine is hideously bright, but never mind. Oh, Kim is measuring the desk and contemplating a Fisher-Price iMac. Well, they do get good reviews. I'm still waiting. But I have heard good things about them. You think it auto-saves when you discard changes you're doomed? I'm not at all sure that it does. If it should do some kind of increment. Oh, Renee, I've got an idea. Did you actually save it at any point and then discard it? Was there a file other than in memory? Because what I do with PowerPoint might work for everything else. With PowerPoint, and I only do this because of what happened with Keynote, but with PowerPoint, what I noticed was, even if you haven't saved the file, if you make a copy of that file or you run a backup on that file, it backs up the unsaved changes. So I have that running every 5 minutes. Because if I lost some of my presentation, there would be tears before bedtime. Big style. Let's have a look where I was up to with that. I think I'd finished the Prezzo. Let's have a look. Yeah, 100 and odd slides. Would not want to lose them, is the upshot. Oh, there's some cute ones. Don't miss the week of my bite's headquarters, because there's some so cute pickies. Including the one Renee wanted me to take last night. That's there on Thursday. So it backs up the unsaved changes, even though they're not saved, which I had to do some testing with, you know, by making changes, running the backup, make sure those changes weren't saved, then open up the backup file that you've just done, and the changes were there, which surprised me. I wasn't expecting that. I was trying to turn on an automatic backup within PowerPoint, but it didn't need it. Do you know, Renee, there's a song that I heard a couple of years ago, you build it better the second time around. Which is what I always think of when there's a calamity and I have to repeat it. Technically as well, it should be faster the second time around, because you don't make the same mistakes, do you? And have to spend time fixing them. So which colour would you be going for, Kim? Obviously this is the most important question. Is there a lot of background traffic noise? Probably is. Windows open, it's boiling hot. And it's Friday, so everybody is dashing out places. But I have turned all the fans off. And it's cooler than it was. But yeah, it is. It's still pretty warm. So what you really want me to do is close the window. Or shall I just block the street off as being a much better option? I think that could be a much better option. I'll tell you what's broken as well. I can't get the CCTV thing working on my iPad. But it's working on Mike's. Well, my iPad, actually, that's with Mike. I had to lend him an iPad, you see. I might be able to get this working, you never know. If we sacrifice some chickens and things like that. So we need to know which colour Kim is thinking of. Oh, I hear noise. I hear noise downstairs, so with a bit of luck. No, it's just car door slamming. Oh, joy. Oh, joy. Nope, nothing happening there. So, let me go up here, let me go up here. I'm still trying to find this thing from Tony here. Yep, got it. Okay, I think I have anyway. You never saved it at all, just started work on it. And never switched your computer off for days. I'm not getting the message from Tony. I've got a happy birthday to Tony, but I can't find the message about when it is. I'm trying to go back and I can't find it. Anyway, happy birthday. Let me know when it is. Oh, Apple Pencil turned up. Excellent. 4 to 6 weeks behind. That's what happened to me. Yes, and you know, I just left it there. It was faster for Renee, created it in hours. Sometimes, if you don't have to, you know, if on the first time you did it, not exactly a mistake, but you decided to like create some styles and then rejig the styles. Once you've got that in your head, you can recreate it faster and not have the issues. So that's good news. Have Mikey stick the cone from the corner in the street? Do you know, Kim, that's not a bad idea. We should have stolen that cow. I absolutely should. Oh, the traffic doesn't bother Kim, but she doesn't like music. I must admit, I'm not keen on music myself. Okay, right, I'm caught up now. All I can hear is banging car doors. And there's more cars on the street than you could shake a stick at. It is utterly ridiculous, the number of cars. None of them being ours. Obviously, if they were ours, that would be fine, but they're not. But Tesco's arrived early, which is why Mike isn't here. So outside, literally just outside our house, there's two cars, half on the pavement, and they're not ours. So the pavement, the slabs on the pavement crack because idiots park cars on them. To be honest, somebody should do something about it because the four out of the five cars I can see are parked illegally. And the police do nothing about it. It's like, oh, never mind, just leave them there. But the thing is, if somebody comes round the corner, so if somebody takes that corner just a smidgen too fast, they're going to go straight into this car. Which has happened on the other four corners of the street. So there's only our corner that's never happened on. So it's just a matter of waiting. And if it does, then the car they hit is going to go into the car that's in front of that. It's a thing, Kim, and people do, and it really annoys me. I mean, they leave enough of a gap for like a single person to walk through, because obviously there's garden walls involved here, and in our case there's a lamppost as well. And so to get past, if you've got one child in a buggy or a wheelchair, you'd probably make it, but then it depends on the width of the wheelchair, because the gap is so narrow, and if you've got a double buggy, there's no way you'd get past. And the thing is, you wouldn't get past on the other side of the road either, because there's two cars parked there. So you'd have no choice but to walk up the road. And earlier today, the traffic was coming around the corners and there was traffic coming up the road as well. And there wasn't enough room to pass because of these double parked cars. Now, there would be, without the cars, obviously. So if they can't get past, then it backs up on the main road. And then people get grumpy, and then you've got car horns, and you're thinking, crying out loud. And these cars, they're not even people who live on our road. They live on the main road, and they don't want to park the cars outside their own house.
So I think somebody's having a party.
Well, you know, if they could just not, you know, global pandemic and all that, and the fact that our stats are through the roof, I have no comprehension of why, but it's gone up from something like, you know, a couple of hundred people a day to 8,500, and the R rate is up to 1.5. And I'm thinking, but people are vaccinated, so how is this happening? And the people who are in the positive group that are testing positive, some of them, quite a percentage of them, but they won't tell us how many, have already been double vaccinated. So no idea what's going on, but I'm not venturing out, not tempted in the slightest. But these cars are that far on the pavement, it is utterly ridiculous. And no one's complaining about the cars. I mean, I am, obviously, but... The lamppost was on an affinity photo session with the delivery van. It was, Tony. That's the same lamppost. Oh, and sometimes I get rid of it, and sometimes I leave it there. But yes, it was, you're quite right. It's the infamous one. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello. I'm still trying to catch up. This is just moving. This is totally moving. All my chat's jumping around and I don't know why. Right. Right, I think I've caught up. Oh, Simon used to have a guy down the road on a mobility scooter with an oxygen bottle on the back. You're always expecting to see him go round a corner with a speeding car 10 seconds behind him and see a small explosion. Do you know, we had a guy in one of those when we went to Nid Hall, which is in Harrogate, over Harrogate way. And it was one of the, what they called, Warner Leisure Hotels. So they're catering for people of a certain age. This guy was lethal in this little mobility scooter. Like you say, his oxygen wasn't on the back, it was on the front in a basket. But he would just fly about the corridors, never letting you know he was coming. You just had to jump out the way. He was lethal with it. Lethal. Anthony, that's shocking. He knows someone who was shouted at by a van driver parked on the pavement because they hit it with the white cane. Solution, don't park on the pavement. Exactly. What do these people think is going to happen? The reason that they're parked where they're parked is because they're worried about leaving their car on the main road. There's no parking restrictions on the main road, so they could legitimately park on the main road. They could even park half on the pavement if they wanted, but they don't. They want to park in our road thinking it's quieter. But where they're parked, if they weren't on the pavement, it would block the road. But I personally think we should have some kind of thing to stop them parking on the pavement. Because, like I've said, a mother with a double buggy, or indeed a father with a double buggy, you'd have no option but to walk up the street in the middle of the road, which is not acceptable. And anybody with a guide dog even would struggle. The poor guide dog would barely make it through the gap that's left, much less somebody with them. Because, like I say, you've got the lamppost. So you'd be trying to dodge around the car and the lamppost. So the dog might make it through, but I don't know about whoever's with the dog. Seattle 70% vaccinated. We were at 60 to 70 the last I heard. But I don't know what's happening because it's just skyrocketing. And in Greater Manchester, yet again, because Greater Manchester includes Bolton and Stockport. And Bolton and Stockport, it's rife. So Greater Manchester have been advised, but it's only an advisory. We're not putting you in a lockdown. Which means, you know, when you say that, I mean, who would mind being in a lockdown? Only somebody who is a complete card-carrying muppet. But those card-carrying muppets are the ones that are going out. Because normal people like us are like, yeah, it's probably not wise at the minute. So we were just staying anyway. So I honestly don't know. But the figures are not good. And we seem to have half of Europe in Cornwall at the moment. Right. Ooh, the first time in a year, zero infected people. No, we're a long way off that, Renee. And aren't you opening up in August? Because ours is supposed to be June. And if he does that, he really does need locking up. When's he announcing it? Is it Monday?
Monday.
Because it's a week on Monday that the opening up is supposed to happen. No one's taking much notice now.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I hope it doesn't. Because it's the last step. So all they're doing is like, right, you don't have to wear masks anymore and you don't have to socially distance anymore. So although we would still technically be within restrictions, it's not lockdown. People can go out to the pub. They're just saying be careful. But, you know, in this country, people can't be careful. They're too stupid to be careful. Hence the figures going up. But if the restrictions are just let's keep the masks and let's keep the social distancing, why don't we wait those 4 weeks until the kids are out of school? Rather than, you know, open it up now and have all those children mingling with other children and other families, it'll skyrocket again. We'll suffer in the autumn if we don't. But apparently Boris is in charge of the country and it's Boris's decision. Boris strikes me as somebody who doesn't like making decisions. And when he does, he always seems to make the wrong one. 20 to 30 year olds, Tony. I mean, that's shocking. And now they can get vaccines. But obviously, depending on the gap between vaccine one and vaccine two and whether it works at all, it's still potentially a 3 month wait, which is why one extra month wouldn't really hurt. Younger people seem to be suffering from heart conditions more than the oldies. I haven't heard too many people in that boat. There were a couple of people that were on the BBC giving you their story, and they're immunocompromised in some kind of way, and they're still shielding. And that's what I mean. You know, those who are fit enough to go out, can you not just wait 4 weeks? It's been long enough already. 4 more weeks not going to make that much of a difference. And then there's the other muppets who aren't in the country anymore because they've got abroad on holiday and don't want to isolate when they come back. There are no words. There are no words for them.
Oh, what's it was isolating?
What?
Lee.
Well, surely Debbie was isolating with him.
No.
Why?
I thought that, but I presume because she's had it. She's had the jab, hasn't she?
Well, I guess as a teacher she can have tests as well. They've just come back from Portugal. That's just gone on the red
list.
She
said she was taking Milo for a walk whilst Daddy stays at home isolating.
Was that really worth it for somebody else's wedding?
No.
Would you put yourself at risk for somebody else's wedding? Possibly for your own, but not for somebody else's. Oh dear, oh dear. So we've got skins on our pencils. So our pencils have got clothes as well. Got to say fairer than that. And for Kim, the hospitalisations and death rate still as high as last summer. Are they acting like it's all sorted, though? Because that's how it feels. I mean, in Holland, they're starting vaccinating toddlers. Well, we had a moral dilemma thrown at us, Renee, regarding that. Which was, should we vaccinate children now the vaccine's been approved in children? Or should we take those vaccines and give them to some, like, needy country? And I thought, it's the oxygen mask thing, isn't it? We need to sort ourselves out before we start dictating to other countries how they should behave. I mean, we have idiots doing idiot tricks here. So I would have thought, look after our own first and then be in a strong position to help others. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. If the globe was turning into marooned, they'd be more than happy to be in a lockdown. NHS standpoint is Boris should push back the 21st at least a couple or 3 weeks. I would say until the children were off, because then at least then they're not mixing with as many children. I mean, even like a tiny school, you just see how it happens. The one I'm a governor at is quite tiny. And they've done very, very well with infections and keeping them down. But even like 200 children, the cross-pollination between you have a child, say, in year three, and they've got a brother or sister in year 10. They're mingling at home. So even though they're in separate bubbles at school, they're mingling at home. You can't stop that. And then if they'd got another sibling who was beyond primary school age and at a local school, then they'd be mixing with them at home as well. And I know one at least has got two children in primary school, the same primary school, and then two children in secondary school, two separate schools. So it would be a lot safer after the children have finished. But we'll see. We'll see. Kim says that they don't think you'd give any young kids a vaccine at this point. I think it depends on the child, doesn't it? If they're immunocompromised or something, then maybe. But generally speaking, you'd have to be careful. How much testing's actually been done on that? And I know there was some testing done and it proved to be dangerous and they had to stop it. So we don't get that kind of information. June the 30th, pandemic's over, according to the governor. Do you know, karma, Kim, karma. Maybe if the governor got it, he'd feel differently. $500 million vaccines to other countries. I think we have said we'll give $100 million, which, given the size of the countries going, it's some, isn't it? Hello, Sarah. Oh, playing with articulate. Didn't you use that work?
I used to. Used it once or twice.
I don't know what's going to happen here or with our vaccines and stuff. It's utterly ridiculous, but there you go. Let's just pretend it's 1985. Well, obviously it is 1985. When we were happy and the only thing we had to worry about, and when you listen to the music, you pick up on that, was nuclear war. There was two tribes and there was a few others. It's like you look back and you think, and you were as petrified then as you were of the virus now. You look back and how innocent were we thinking that it would be something that could just be stopped, like a nuclear war. You don't have to press the button. But with something like a pandemic, you can't just say, well, yeah, no, we're not going to have that. But nuclear war, you can. And we thought that was bad. Oh, if only we'd have known. If only we'd have known. Anyway, what else have we been up to today? I've been working like crazy. But I've still got work to do on the unboxing video. It might be looking like a tomorrow toy because I daren't set it off. I've had a drive failure. That's my issue. I've had a drive failure. And I don't know if I'm going to get this drive back or not. It's not looking good at the moment, which is fine. It was only a scratch disc, but that's not the point. Now I need to find another one and extricate the old one. And oh, that means work. And it's the horrible kind of work that at the end of it, you sit down after 2 hours and you say, right, I'm back where I started. Now, what was I doing? And I hate that. Ah, that's as frustrating as Kim and her Pathfinder problem. I think I did update the other day, you know, and I didn't check if it was working or not. So I need to do that anyway. Okay. Anthony was talking to someone in Cornwall. They were saying how everyone was concerned because of G7 extra police had been drafted in and lots of the police were coming from areas where the virus was surging. Do you know, I did think that when I saw them all land. I thought, what about the people who live there? And wasn't Cornwall originally one of the areas that was like less affected than the rest? And I remember some pictures of idiots that wanted to go on holiday there. And there's only really one main road into Cornwall. And they blocked it off. And the police were like, you know, do you live here? In that case, turn around and go home. And now we've got half the world there and associated security. It'll be interesting to see what happens in 2 to 3 weeks, won't it? But it's too late then for the people that live there. They should just... Why do they have to meet up? Why can't they just do this on Zoom? Why don't they show some leadership and do it on Zoom? I don't understand that. They'll only scrap if they're around the table. Since Pathfinder's been less than helpful, you're looking into forklift. The one issue I've got with forklift at the moment, and I've never, I don't remember seeing this issue before, so I don't know why I'm having it now. But I'm working away in forklift. I like the search, how it searches through something that's open. So I've got a set of tabs that are open where I'm moving files constantly backward and forward. And I'm then looking at forklift and I'm thinking, I'm sure I deleted that file and I'm sure I added three more. And I actually have to refresh the view for it to update. Whereas with Finder and Pathfinder, it's instant. So I don't know if there's some configuration that they've changed. But and then when you select the files and you try and do something with them, it says can't find the file. And then you refresh and you think, yeah, because I was right. That file wasn't there. I had moved it. Do you know, if anything just worked these days, if anything just worked, we'd be doing well, wouldn't we? Tony, not good. All right, in London, 1.3. There's been a 70% increase in infections this week. Here we go again. But the government's not saying that, are they? And neither are the stupid papers, the Mail and the Express, who just think that the biggest thing in everybody's life is wanting a holiday. I mean, really? Dee's back. Well, I hope your friend's feeling better. There are some friends that are a little on the needy side like that. You're quite right. Oh, which author's this? I don't know if it's something, Kim, that is an option. I honestly don't know. But it was annoying the heck out of me because I'd never seen it before. I've used Pathfinder forklift before and I've never seen that one. So let's have a look in the preferences. I've got ask for confirmations, detect applications, handle archives. I mean, it doesn't make sense in a way at all that you would have to change something for it to update. But that's what's happening. Nope, there's no options in there for that. So unless it's somewhere else. But I mean, what would that option be called? Don't bother updating the window. I mean, it's ridiculous. Maybe it's because I've got multiple tabs open, but you're supposed to be able to have multiple tabs open. Show the invisibles. There is a command and R to refresh it, but I never have had to do that before. I wonder if it's in view options. Or it automatically updates. Nope. I also wonder if it would work if you turned on calculate all sizes, that might do some good. But no. Not seeing it. Let's try that one. Was that Command and J? It was indeed Command and J. No, I've got no option that is saying to me, you know, update it automatically. None at all. But it's not updating. And I don't mean it's not updating for like 30 seconds. I mean it's not updating. So it's just, I'm just as infuriated as you are in a different app. Such is life. That's why I get so excited when something just works, because it's so unusual. Oh, here's Deb's pencils, clothes. Let's have a look at the clothes for the pencils. Oh, I don't have to copy now. I can just click. Oh, that's so cool. It makes it look like a pencil or a match. Yeah, it could look like a match. Genius. Oh, and there's different colours. Oh, you can choose the clothes. Avocado green. Oh, no, I like that two-pack in midnight blue and black. That's kind of cool. That'd solve the problem if you wanted a black one, wouldn't it? And then there's black and white. Oh, might have to look at some of these. I wonder if they'd go in the case that I've just got, though. I'm liking the midnight blue and the black. Or maybe the black and the white. Let's see if they sell them in the UK. Right, let's change .com to .co.uk and keep our fingers crossed. It doesn't like that. Hang on, what are you doing with that? Oh dear me. Let's go back as we were, and try again. Site can't be reached now. Come on, you can do this thing. You know you can. Right, and let's get rid of that. Fingers crossed. Oh, yes, and they're the same price here, only in pounds, which they shouldn't be, but they are. So there you go. Can't deliver before. There is an extended delivery time. Because it's restricted to ground shipping. So it wouldn't be here until next week. But they're nice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work on the old pencil. That's a shame. They should have these for the old pencil. Am I indulging one of those? You're very naughty for tempting me to spend money. Do you think Affinity might do an animation programme? They might not be too far from what they have compared to, say, video editing. It's more likely they'd add some feature, maybe, to Designer. Because I don't think they'd want to manage like a million tiny apps. So they might add some export feature, maybe, to Designer. Because, you know, we're thinking about what might be in version 2, given all that they've added in version 1, free of charge. It's a possibility, but I wouldn't think it was a priority. The next new app they're going to do is the Digital Asset Manager. But when, your guess is as good as mine. Because they just don't seem to be in a rush. I mean, I know software development takes time, but they don't appear to be in a rush generally. But you never know. $55, shocking, because that's 1 year older than me. No. They do have covers for the old pencil. You had one on pencil one. I didn't, and I found pencil one really slippy. I mean, it was weighted in such a way that despite the fact it was round, it didn't roll off the desk. Although you lost yours over the back, didn't you?
I did.
Mike must have set it down with too much gusto and off it went.
Yeah, rolled over the back.
And the lid's a pain in the backside, which is why I don't use it. I use the alternative one. And I do love that the fact I can flip it round and then it becomes like a rubber tip stylus. That I do like. But yeah, pencil one could do with it more than pencil two, to be honest. So I might have to indulge myself in that. The last one I saw was too big. It was like, it wasn't the full length of the pencil. It was just where your hand would hold it. And it was quite chunky. And I thought, no, I don't want something that's that chunky. Because all of my stuff, all of the little adapters and the spare covers and the charging little adapter and all of that are in this like zip round case. And I think I've also got like two or three more pencils in there, styluses in there. So I don't want anything else. I don't want anything in there that's going to be too big. That means I'm going to have to take something out because everything is in there. So I will have to have a look at those if they're tight enough. Now that's handy because that gives it like a thing at the top as well, which should stop the end flying off. But on the basis, it wouldn't work with the top that I've got on it, which is most unfortunate. Oh, it's nice in red, isn't it? Somebody's taking pictures on, underneath in red. I'm loving that with the thing on it. It looks like what looks like two dice on the end or a little cat. I think one's a cat. Yeah, I might have to have a look at that. Oh, he's even got a cover for the tip as well, which is good if you're carrying it around naked. I don't carry mine around naked. Mine go in this little case. Okay, cut it off. Well, I could, I suppose, couldn't I? I could. If it's cost-effective enough, I could do. Mine don't... I'm not concerned about mine, to be honest, because, like, they're in this little case. And when I'm much more likely to pick up the 11-inch or the new one, which uses Pencil 2 to write with, than I am the older ones. I am. That 2017 one will probably become more something that I use to monitor things. Because the touchscreen is a bit erratic. So unless they fix that in some software update, I'll probably just use it as monitoring or something like that. You had a stylist cap on Pencil 1. Right, let's have a look at that one. What's D got? Oh, I'm loving that. Actually, that's quite useful, isn't it? How you can take the top off. But pineapple style. Pineapple style. Oh, yeah. I love pineapples. That probably worked really well. Oh, what else have they got? Avocado, but it's still a pineapple. Or orange, which looks like a carrot because it's still a pineapple. And what's that one? Is that banana coloured? Yellow. And red. Oh, I'm actually liking the red one. Oh, you are so bad for tempting me. You really are. Oh, that one comes a day earlier. If you want it in red, it comes a day earlier. Did I come in at the wrong reel with this? That's $7.99. Oh, there's a pencil there, that's why. Underneath it says buy it with. And I totally missed the pencil out of the middle. So there's the case on the left and there's two adapters for charging on the right. Having totally missed the pencil between them, it says the total price is £101.98. But there is a pencil in the middle and it's £84. Which is quite inexpensive for a pencil, isn't it? I thought they were about £120 now. My pencil was a lot less. My second pencil that I bought, it was only just over the 84, but that was a business discount. So I think that's quite inexpensive for the pencil. So yeah, I might need to get two of these cases. I could colour code them then I'd be able to tell them apart. Instead of which, what I did was I put some washi tape on the top of one, and the only washi tape I've got, because I'm not a crafter, so the only washi tape that I actually had was pink. And that was because it came free with something. So I had to cut out a little square of pink washi tape and put it at the top of the pencil. So I certainly know which is which. Oh, I'm very bad. I am. Took Deb a while to keep from flipping the pencil over with Pencil 2. Use the stylus cap from scrolling so as not to bug anyone else in the room from the tap, tap, tap. The tap, tap, tap can be quite annoying, can't it? Nina got one. Not an Apple pencil, but it was some other kind of stylus. And it had the tap, tap, tap on it. She said she drove Chidge mad because she used it for these... I think it's a thing in Kindle. You can download colouring in books. And she was like doing colour by numbers. So it sounded like a manic woodpecker all night. So she had to go back to a standard one. But she wanted one that was really tiny. Oh, all of these things. It's totally amazing, isn't it? Elaine's new skin right there. Do you know? Could be. Could be. You never know. God, I'm liking the red one. I do have to question. I know it's supposed to be a pineapple, but is there really any need to have the pineapple thing on the top? Really nice without that. I might have to extricate that.
He's got a pineapple on his head.
Bitly is indeed a shortener. I actually use that when I shorten stuff, and I do it with a custom domain. So it's egiles.me. So that I use Bitly for that, but I use it via Alfred. There's probably a demo in itself, isn't it? How to get Bitly set up so you can do it via Alfred. So I never actually bother going to Bitly. All I do is copy the link that I want to shorten, go to Alfred and type shorten and press enter, and that's it, shortened. And then I can just paste it in. That probably is a good one to share with Alfred. We have a request for Alfred. But I'm going to have to head off early if I'm going to stand any chance whatsoever of getting anything onto these slides. And even then, it's going to be a rush. But we will be with you at 9 with something, subject to me finishing something. But we will be there at 9. So excellent to spend the night with you. Yes, it is Two Show Friday, so we'll be back at 9. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.